deal with the report for the afternoon session. Welcome, honorable members of the Standing Committee, finance officials from Parliament. I'm not sure whether officials from ERBA and National Treasury are here. If they are here, they are also welcome. Today's meeting is to focus on adopting the report on the amendment of the Audit Profession Bill. The meeting is officially open. Roll call and apologies.
We have apologies from Mr. Voter Vessels, Mr. Esper Buthelezi, and Mr. Hill Lewis.
Okay, those are the apologies.
Yes, sir.
And then let's move to item 3, deliberation by the committee on the proposed amendment and the draft report on the amendment of the audit profession bill. Are officials from ERBA and Treasury here, Mr. Tebu?
I saw them.
Well, they are here. Madam Tebu, can you hear me?
Now I can hear you. My connection is unstable. Yes, we have the officials on the platform, sir.
Okay. Honorable members, I won't go into introduction and background. It's for the purposes of clarifying as to how things started. Why was this process of amendments initiated? Where the public participation, which is a constitutional requirement, and then an overview of the proposed amendment. That is to give the rationale, why are there amendments. I think we should go to item 4 for the purposes of this meeting, which are the key issues raised during the public hearings. That's where there are also observations and recommendations. 4.1.
Is it
not
going to be slided, sir?
Sister Tebu, do you have the report in a slide form, or can you slide it on the screen? Okay. Go to sub item, I mean, 4. Paragraph 4. 4.1, subparagraph 4.1, let's go into the key issues raised in the public hearings, the disciplinary committee and the panel's referrals, audit matters, sanctions, and the determination of the fine to concession. Any comment on 4.1? Okay, agreed. 4.2, it was instead proposed that formally registered auditors and legal qualified persons numbers be increased on the board from 1 to 2. Any comment on 4.2? Agreed.
Agreed.
4.3. While the amendment bill had proposed the reduction of the minimum number of board meetings from 4 to 2 per annum, it was agreed after deliberations that the number of minimum meetings be kept at a minimum of 4 meetings per annum.
Agreed.
Agreed.
Okay, thanks. 4.4. 4.4 on the disciplinary committee and panels. An issue was raised during the public hearing that they must be chaired by a retired judge. However, it was highlighted during deliberations that there must be some flexibility for the disciplinary committee and panels also be chaired by senior counsel or senior legal practitioners with no less than 10 years experience to ensure functionality of the committees and panels. Agreed?
Agreed.
Agreed. Agreed. 4.5. On search and seizure.
I can't hear the voice of Honorable George there.
Dr. George?
I am here, Chairperson. I have no comment. Thank you.
Honorable Abraham is worried to hear your voice.
I'm pleased to know she's worried about my welfare, but I'm well. Thank you so much.
Pleasure. On search and seizure, concerns were raised by stakeholders on the constitutionality of the clause. National Treasurer and ERBA assured the committee that the provisions on search and seizure were constitutionally sound. Some refinements and protections were, however, included in the amendment bill to ensure that search and seizure is conducted by qualified persons who are authorized to conduct search and seizure and on the use of information obtained during the search and seizure operations. Agreed?
Agreed, sir.
Agreed. 4.6. Other key proposals which were not part of the amendment bill proposals were suggested by stakeholders. These proposals included expanding the scope of the Auditing Professions Act to also include the regulation of accountants instead of only auditors. Another proposal was on the legislation of the mandatory auditing firm rotation rules. The committee recommends a comprehensive review of the legislation of the accounting and auditing professions in order to accommodate these and other relevant issues. Before we agree on this, let me find out from Treasurer and ERBA, how long can it take you to come with a comprehensive review of the legislation on the auditing and accounting professions to accommodate the issues raised? Officials from Treasurer and ERBA.
If I may, obviously we'll start as soon as possible together with ERBA on the proposed or the review of the Act. I would think the earliest would be being back in Parliament in 2022 because we have a lot of on our program in terms of the public procurement law and other legislation. And so I would say 2022 tabling in Parliament.
Thank you,
MP.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. We will take the cue from National Treasury, but in the meantime, we will have consultation and engagement session with stakeholders in the build-up towards 2022.
Okay. Something went wrong with my... Hey, Sister Devo, can you... Okay, I can see it on the screen. 4.6, honorable members, agreed with the explanations from ERBA and Treasurer.
Agreed, sir.
Agreed. The committee reports the bill with the amendment. Can somebody move for the adoption of the whole report?
Chairperson, I move for the adoption of the whole report.
Murolo moves for the adoption. Seconder?
Seconder, Chair.
Any objection?
Chairperson, could you please note that the DA would reserve our position?
Okay, we'll note and record that. So the report has been adopted. Any announcements, Secretariat?
Not at the moment, sir, except that we are meeting again tomorrow.
Okay, to deal with the Reserve Bank public hearings.
Public hearings, yes, on the amendment of the Reserve Bank.
Okay. So that's thanks, honorable members. The meeting is officially closed. We'll meet later at the plenary. Thanks.
Thank you, Sam.
Pleasure.
Sam,
long live
the
Fed. So what was this?
Thank you, Kosi and Nasi.